What's your stock pick right now?
I was just waiting for that. I'd be sitting on my hands. I really, really would. Look, excuse me, that isn't a corona cough, by the way. If we take a 10-year view, then there's an awful lot of perceived and apparent value. As we said earlier, there's many a slip twixt cup and lip, and so many things can go bad. I'd be sitting on my hands. I really wouldn't be venturing into this market at all at this point in time.
Well, we take solace in the fact, Chris, that you're still managing to laugh about it, that you're not crying about it. Rikus, are you sitting on your hands or being a little bit more adventurous?
Probably being a little bit more adventurous, and as I've said over the past few weeks, anything that I say, well, this looks interesting, comes with that big caveat that you should have a stop loss in place. Today is ACI, and I've had that previously with, if this thing goes below about 70 rand, it's probably going to go lower. But on the other hand, if I can put it that way, it still is, it's cash flows enough to see it sell through this period, and it's still involved in basic stuff, whether it be fertilizer or explosives or water or things like that. It's not a worst product that they sell. Well managed, well capitalized, and putting some of your money, not all of it, but starting to nibble at these levels will probably in 5, 6 years' time give you a pretty good return.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me from your respective territories this evening. Always a pleasure. Of course, Rikus Reeders is with PSG Wealth Sandton and independent analyst Chris Gilmore joining us there as well. We take more of your stock-related questions next week. Have a good evening and a fabulous long weekend.